Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
So I tried something new this morning. I'm playing with my health, but in a good way. I tried my first ice bath this morning.
Ooh, that's how you chose to start your day?
So I have, for like the last week and a half, been doing, as soon as I get up in the morning, first of all, I hate cold showers. I hate the cold, period, right? But I've been reading a lot about the health benefits of cold water showers and cold water baths. It helps with inflammation. It certainly gets your dopamine going really early in the morning. It's good for your mental health. And it's got a whole bunch of other mental, a whole bunch of other health benefits also, right?
My husband does this.
He does?
The cold showers, like he turns the shower on and instead of waiting for it to warm up, he gets in and he starts it as a freezing cold shower.
It's something like beer will give you 1.5 times the dopamine. I think cocaine is something like 10 times the dopamine or something like that for 15 minutes. Cold shower, like the whole thing cold, will give you 10 times the dopamine for like an hour and a half. Like it's something insane. It's better than drugs for your brain.
So I can say that doing just the cold showers over the last week and a half, I can feel the dopamine hit, like the high you're talking about, usually till about 8 in the morning. 8, 9 in the morning, right? So I started to get used to the cold showers, and then I went online, and now they have these fairly inexpensive baths, not just your own bath, but like it almost looks like a trash can. You fill it up with water and ice the night before. It's ready for you in the morning, and the first thing you do when you get up is you dive into this thing to start your day.
You do a cold plunge.
Yep. Ain't no way.
Yeah. How long do you stay? I've been fascinated by ice baths and wanting to do them because I see people with the galvanized tubs in their backyard, and like they lower themselves in. How long can you last in there?
This was my first day.
Okay.
And I set my timer for 60 seconds.
That's impressive.
I'm sure that felt like a long time, though.
It felt like forever. But really what it is, it's kind of a mental game also, because once you get in the shock of it, all you want to do is get out of the thing. Get out. And you're counting the seconds. And then when you can slow life down enough and start regulating your breathing, you realize it's really not that painful. And before you know it, the minute goes by pretty quickly. So I'm going to start at a minute, and I'm trying to work my way up to 10 minutes.
10 minutes?
10 minutes. So between that and the intermittent fasting that I've tried over the last couple of weeks also, I could the health benefits are crazy, man. I can't sleep at night. I have so much energy, which is a problem. Like I was up till 11:30 last night.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
That is unlike you.
I can't sleep anymore. I've just got this, I've unlocked energy. And I think with anything new, you really don't know what the long-term benefits are, so I only know like what's happening now, but I love the way it makes me feel in the morning.
All right, well, good for you.
You plan on doing this ice bath every day, every morning?
During the week, yeah. I'm not getting up on the weekends and doing that. but yeah, before I come in, I'm planning on doing it.
That's impressive.
It's hard.
Yeah, I bet. I want to do it, but I don't know if I got it in me.
So I'm fairly certain I'm about halfway to hypothermia right this second, because I'm still very, very cold. But the health benefits are supposed to be amazing.
And there's no negative side effects that could be possible.
My junk shrunk for a little bit.
That's not a negative side effect.
Yeah, it is. I mean,
that's enough to keep me out of that.
Ice baths can give you hypothermia if you don't use them properly.
Yeah,
is that right?
I was going to say.
I think it's the kind of thing that you've really got to dabble with and then work your way up to like 10 minutes. But Not as far as I know yet, anyway.
Okay.
All right, Katie. So, look, you are no different than this woman that called us yesterday. She knew when she called she had to do the right thing because her conscience wasn't going to allow her to do anything but, and I think you're in the same spot.
This time, it's not me. I threw all my ex's stuff out.
Okay.
And gave half of it to Goodwill. But I have a friend, and she was dating a guy for about 3 years or so, and they had a decent relationship. And the only reason why they broke up is because they were just going in two different directions in life. They were just growing apart. And so they broke up on mutual terms, and they were cool when they broke up. Still, you know, talk to one another here and there. But right before they broke up, her ex at the time was looking for a watch that he had left at his place. He was like, hey, have you seen my watch? It was like one of his favorite watches. It's nothing like crazy. It's not like a Rolex or anything like this. It's like maybe a $200 watch, right? Okay. But just one of his favorite watches.
Uh-huh.
And so he asked her, are you sure it's not at your place? And she's like, no, I can't find it. I promise you, I've tore this place up from top to bottom. Can't find it. He's like, well, if you find it, let me know. Pass it along. She's like, all right, cool. Fast forward. It's been over a year. And they're no longer speaking now because he has a new lady in his life.
Mm-hmm.
He's dating someone new, and the woman wasn't comfortable with their friendship. So they're no longer in any type of communication. She's moving, and as she was moving and going through some things, lo and behold, she finds that watch that he had been looking for over a year ago. That was his favorite watch. So she sees the watch, and she's like, do I give it back to him or randomly, like, anonymously mail it to him or just let it be? Because it's not like it's really worth anything.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing crazy, but she's still like weird. Like, she sees it and is like, I would give it back, but we're not even talking. Is it worth giving it back or just leave it alone?
No, I think it's worth giving it back. Like, I mean, I have lost things over the years, and I still think about some of the things that I have lost from years ago, wondering where they've been and, you know, what happened to them. So I think, yeah, it's as long as it's done. You don't need to write some long, mushy, like, just like literally on a post-it, found this, knew you wanted it, here you go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but if I'm her, I'd be worried about starting some crap with the new girl because I'm thinking about him opening up that gift and being like, oh, my ex sent me this. And her going, she did what now?
Mm-hmm. It's not a gift, though.
Well, oh, yeah, she sent me this thing that, you know, I lost. And she goes, oh, okay, tell me about this watch. Did she give you the watch? Why are you getting the watch now? It's been a year. You guys have been broken up for 365 days. Should I be worried? So if I'm her, that's what I would be worried about. And that would be my only hesitation with sending it back was like, I wouldn't want to get some nasty DM from her. So I would probably throw the watch at the house and then run.
I think that's also what her concern was, is like, okay, if I do mail it back to him or send it to him, is it like I'm trying to reenter his life? And I'm not trying to do that.
Yeah,
she's
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Whoa.
Yep.
Just want to return your belongings.
I would feel like that's a him problem. He got to work that out.
Yeah.
But you wanted your watch back.
Mm-hmm.
I would give it back. I mean, why not? You find, it's not like you're trying to go out your way to do something shady. You just found it. It's not really about the money. It probably was worth something to him because it was his favorite watch. So just send it back. How he tells his new girl how he got his watch back, that's a him thing.
I'm with Mo. I mean, if she's going to be this insecure about it, I mean, come on. It's his watch. He gets it back from an ex. It's over. He's already cut her off, the relationship. He's already proven to her, like, you are my priority. All right, I understand how you feel about it. I'm not talking to her anymore. Gets the walk back and she sketches out about that. That's on her.
Yeah, it's on her, but I'm with Abby. That would be me. That's 100% what
really?
I would do. Absolutely. If it's a year into the relationship, so we're not like we're serious, but we're not like deep. We're not talking like a decade or something like that. And a watch from the ex shows up. I would be like, what's this hussy doing and why is she trying to get back in your life?
And also, like what you said, it's almost like a pride thing too. Like, I don't want him to think that I've like strategically waited until he's gotten a new woman to slide back in. So there's that element too.
Mm-hmm. It's a lot of overthinking with that.
Checkers and chess.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're playing checkers over here.
The Burt Show.